deal with the issues of enforced disappearances should need to look at for those countries who aren't signatories. At least if they aren't signatories, means they don't value the human rights. And it is one of the fundamental rights for the people to be free and shouldn't be punished for their views. So there should be some sort of policies that those countries who do not ratify these fundamental rights and conventions, they should be have some sort of at least restrictions, their presence in the Human Rights Council or in the treaty bodies, so that at least there is some sort of pressure over them. And it is a long-term policy implication, but at least there is some sort of pressure that they should recognize these very, very important human rights. And as a result of that, the suffering and pain of those who are missing and their families is enormous. And a whole committee would look into this. Thank you very much for giving this opportunity.
Thank you very much for your intervention. I believe that I share the opinion of all members that our sympathy goes with each family member, each victim of the enforced disappearance, whenever it takes place. But the constraints of the committee should be understood. We are a treaty-based organ which have limits, and our limits are, or that kind, we are monitoring the implementation of the convention to the countries which have ratified the convention. But I thank you for your presence today and for sharing with us your concerns. Yes, Miss, you have the floor, and please introduce yourself.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. My name is Francesca Dal Poggetto, and with my colleague on the left, Anna Silvia Petrignano, we are representing Geneva for Human Rights Global Training, and Genève pour les droits de l'homme, Formation Internationale. Let me first thank you for this opportunity given to the civil society organizations to meet with your committee. It's a pleasure to be here. In its intervention to your previous session, Geneva for Human Rights Global Training warmly welcomed the decision of the first conference of the state parties to the International Convention for the Protection of All Persons from Enforced Disappearance, held in on 19 December.